David Darren's Top 5 Things podcast here on Nacho Radio, yeah? Happy anniversary to us.
I guess. Starting year 8.
We're recording this on October 1st, 2021. So that would make this the 7-year anniversary of Nacho Radio. And it's been 7 years to the day that we started doing a podcast. It's been...
How many wizards are out there?
Yeah, raise your wands.
That's right. Raise your wands, Wanda.
Welcome to Top 5 Things. If you haven't heard all 7 years of it, we should probably introduce ourselves. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. And what you're about to hear is a review of the Top 5 Things that happened on our morning show. You see, we started the podcast because we didn't have a morning show.
Yeah.
We had one, and then we didn't. And we went just straight into the podcast space, which was a lot of fun. And now we're back on the air, but we also
doing
enjoy
a little bit of both.
Yeah, right? See how that works? How's that going? So we'll get into the top five things, but first we have our sponsor to thank. That would be Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg.
Hello there.
Both now are open 7 days a week. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flowers, flower vapes, and edibles. Recreational waiting lists are available. Reserve your time at ntillinois.com.
Think of how much has changed in 7 years. We're sponsored by a...
Yeah. Yeah. Dispensary.
A dispensary. So it hasn't all been terrible.
No, what a world.
Here we go. Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Every once in a while, I come across a story of such creepy magnitude where I just think, this, it's not possible that someone could be this creepy.
Okay.
But of course, that's a bar that, I mean, there are world records set every day. There is a former Disney worker who's gone viral sharing her stories of what it's like to perform at Disney World as Tinkerbell.
Uh-huh.
Disneyland.
So Disneyland.
This is the one in California, all right?
So she puts up with a bunch of people that have some sort of Tinkerbell fetish.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's strange. And also, when you're in character,
right,
when you're working there for Disney,
uh-huh,
you're not allowed to say no.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're not talking about just children.
No, the children are fine.
Right, that's what
she doesn't have a problem with the kids.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is you're not allowed to say no to adults either.
Right. Straight up, she says no is not in your vocabulary. You have to find ways around no. He says, usually if I was having an issue, I would divert them to my character attendant because you're not supposed to say no. The moments that caught her really off guard, she says, and I have a hard time believing this simply because I don't doubt her story one bit. I just think it's so outrageously creepy. She was performing as Tinkerbell.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't just kids that would flock to see her. She says when she was performing as Peter Pan, regularly married men would try to give her their hotel keys.
Come over as Tinkerbell.
What? What?
I'm here with my family.
First of all, yeah, like, do you get to stay in a room different from the rest of your family? Hey, Tink.
Oh, those screaming kids. I can't take it.
My wife's taking the kids down to the pool.
Do you think...
Come over between 4 and 4:15.
Do you think that's what most guys refer to her as? Tink?
Hey, Tink. I don't know.
Hey, Tink.
Married men offering her their hotel keys. Hey, here's my key.
Well, I wonder if this is what happens, mm-hmm, in that it doesn't dawn on these guys,
yeah,
until they take the family there. And then he's like, wait a minute.
Something is like, it's awoken in them.
Wait a minute. So then he goes back to a Disney World on his own.
I think I left something there.
I think I left.
That's just, that's... Also, I don't know if you've had a hotel key in the last 20 years. It's not like there's a room number on the key. It's just a generic like credit card thing, right?
You're going to have to remember.
All right, Tink. Room 1215.
Say it back to me. 1215. It's like, remember it this way. 12:15. Say it, Tink.
Here you go, Tink. I need you to come over as Tinkerbell. You imagine if she showed up in just regular street clothes? Gross! Get out of here!
What are you doing?
This was for Tinkerbell. Straight up, no is not in your vocabulary. You have to find ways around no.
Even for something like that. Uh-huh. Well, then that's a stupid rule.
People saying they can't believe it, they can't process this. And that's the word I struggle with here. I can't process that someone would be that lecherous, creepy. Also, just as you point out,
okay,
the logistics of having Tinkerbell show up to your apartment, your hotel room when you're there at Disneyland with your wife and your kids.
Hey. Okay, could you do this? Okay, because this is not saying no. Mm-hmm. Could you say, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
That's what they do. That's, I imagine, what she does.
I would like, and then here comes the security.
The attendant.
Yes.
Yeah, it's what she calls the character attendant.
Yes. Please have a word with them.
Now, that's what Tinkerbell had to put up with. Gaston, on the other hand, Gaston is a male character from Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Right?
All right, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. This video resurfacing, this woman tries to pose for a picture with Gaston. He's like this, his whole gimmick in Beauty and the Beast, Darren Gaston, is he's a super manly man, right?
Okay.
My arms are incredibly hairy.
That's the song?
Now, what does he say? He said, my biceps are booming with hair. I don't know. He sings about how hairy he is.
Huh.
This woman is posing with a picture with Gaston, and she puts both of her hands on his chest. Right? Like she's grabbing...
Like she's behind him?
She's like grabbing some Gaston here.
Oh, okay.
And Gaston says, you need to leave the park. He says, get out now, leave.
Well, that sounds like no. So only Tinkerbell cannot say no?
Gaston, apparently.
Is allowed to say
is
no?
Is allowed to say, get your mitts off me. He points away saying, get out of here now, leave. She then tries to touch him again, and Gaston stops her and says, you got to leave. And she says, really? And he says, yeah, you're done. There's children here. As someone here...
Well, I was a child.
Commenter says that this woman could be banned from the park for her actions.
Oh, how is Disney World? I got banned.
As a former Disney employee, I can tell you that characters on any meet and greet put up with all kinds of abuse.
I imagine.
From being kicked by children to being groped by teens and adults. Characters are trained in their responses to all situations. That being said, Gaston provided a stern but appropriate response. This woman could be banned from the parks for trying it, and usually a character has an accompanying cast member that can report park guest misconduct.
Okay, so every character has a handler.
Yeah. But see, Gaston says, you're out of the park, you gotta go. Tinkerbell's just gotta put up with it.
See, now I know at the ballpark, Rascal always had a handler.
Oh, somebody was there to make sure that Rascal wasn't getting...
It's not
molested?
It's not that easy. Well, it's not that easy to see
out
of that costume.
Right.
So, yeah, you need to have somebody to help.
It seems like when I'm at the ballpark, the handler for Rascal, their main job seems to be making sure they don't fall down the stairs.
Essentially.
That you don't want... That would be...
You don't want that image.
Right.
I mean, roadkill is a thing. I just don't know if you want it at the bottom of the stairs at the ballpark.
It would be It's not easy being a mascot. I'm looking here at all these cases of mascot abuse. This is a story from Benny the Bull. Benny the Bull, the mascot of the Chicago Bulls. There was a Benny the Bull at one point in costume was trying to ride a bicycle through an outdoor food festival in Chicago. When an off-duty police officer tried to stop him, Benny the Bull in costume had had enough and took a swing at the cop. No, that would be...
Which mascots do you think would take the most abuse? Because we had a buddy who was a mascot at the Mallard games.
Yeah.
And he'd get punched in the junk all the time.
Regularly,
I would tend to think that mascots at hockey games would have to put up with a lot.
Yeah.
Just because people...
That's just a rougher crowd.
It's just they're fired up.
Yeah. There was a story years ago... A minor league team, the Johnstown Chiefs, they had a mascot named Puckhead. Puckhead was the mascot.
Boy, you can just see that coming.
Yeah. And
if I have to hear that insult one more time.
He was doing a fire-breathing stunt when his fake beard and jersey ignited during a game.
Well, I think we all saw that coming, didn't you?
John Robinson sustained minimal face and chest burns.
I think minimal.
According to witnesses, Robinson, the mascot, poured flammable liquid into his mouth and tried to light it, but it didn't work. He tried a second time when his fake beard and jersey caught on fire. An arena employee rushed out to help him and pull his jersey off as Robinson tore off his flaming beard.
So you hadn't done any practice? You're just going to do this? This.
Here's the thing, though. Nobody's given hotel keys to Puckhead.
No one's asking.
Everyone's going to leave you alone if you're just constantly ingesting flammable liquid.
It's a different type of harassment. That's for sure.
A very specific type of harassment.
It's different. I'll give you that.
Entertaining the crowd before the start of a game as the Johnstown Chiefs were playing their rivals, the Reading Royals. Oh my God, look at the burns on his face. Here's my hotel room key. I'm into some very specific things.
Should we practice this? No, I want to do it night of.
First take, best take.
That's right.
And it doesn't work, so he tries it again. See, I would think dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, well, we tried.
This was not well thought out.
We tried.
Number two.
There's a story of a guy, a gold smuggler, who's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Caught with gold paste.
Gold paste?
Gold paste. 900 grams of gold paste. The Central Industrial Security Force arrested a man trying to sneak nearly a kilogram of gold through an airport. This is in India. The accused is one Mohammed Sharif, arrested on Monday when he arrived at the airport to travel to New Delhi. He was examined because of his suspicious movements. During the examination...
On the phone, you sound shifty.
They found that Sharif was hiding over 900 grams of gold in paste form in his rectum.
Rectum damn near killed him.
So this guy's walking around with a golden rectum, and there was something about the way he walked that made them ask him some questions.
Gold sphincter! He's the man with the Midas. But
smuggling gold in paste form, hidden inside the rectum. It turns out this is a trick gold smugglers have been using for a long time.
Gold sphincter.
Tale as old as time.
A tale as gold as time.
There was a couple recently at this airport that was arrested by custom officials. The couple had nearly 3 kilograms of gold paste hidden inside their bodies. So, like, each of them, Mansoor and Safina, each carrying gold paste when they were caught. Smuggling gold in paste form helps dodge metal detectors, you see. Because it's not metal, it's paste. Numerous reports of this practice emerging since 2018. The gold paste doesn't look like gold when you take a picture of it. It's extracted later using a chemical process. People involved in smuggling confess that it is a high-risk move, but it is one of the more effective ways to get gold transported illegally. Only an experienced smuggler can hide that much gold in their rectum, it says here.
And when they say experienced...
Have you ever been experienced? I have.
It means, rectum. Yeah, capable of smuggling that much. Experienced.
We need our best man on this job.
Well, he's not our best man.
I've got almost 900 grams of gold I need smuggled over the border. I need our strongest rectum on this job. The problem is that when you have that much gold in your body and you're traveling for hours,
yeah,
you start to bleed out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. In most cases, what gives these smugglers away is their movement. With that much gold shoved up your hoo-ha, the carrier often finds it difficult to walk properly. And the discomfort is visible on their faces.
Believe it.
Discomfort or an odd smile. You've got like a very weird grin on your face.
Not unlike the look on Bubbles' face.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Bubbles knew why.
Eagle-eyed custom officials can spot gold carriers by observing their movement. Imagine that's your job. Just hang out here at the airport and take a look.
Keep an eye on everyone's facial expressions. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
That guy for sure.
One of two things is going on there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's why you got to always be kind of careful, because it could always be one of two things.
There have also been cases where smugglers were caught with the gold paste painted on their jeans. Huh. So it just looks like yellow paint.
Yeah, well that...
But then they're able to turn that into gold somehow.
That's a little suspicious.
Last month, they seized 302 grams of gold from a passenger who managed to hide it in a paste that was hidden between the layers of a pair of pants he was wearing. Gosh, there's got to be an easier way to move gold around. We need an experienced person here. Check out the X-ray. I mean, that's quite a lot to have.
Yeah.
Up in there.
Looks post-buffet.
You're not impressed by the size of what this guy has jammed up there.
Not really.
Number three.
Three.
Everyone has the one thing that makes them special. Right? Everybody is able to do one thing.
Well, that's what they say.
That's
what they say.
And they tend to tell you that when you feel like you can't do anything right.
Yeah, it's not true.
Maybe my special talent is I'm worthless. Maybe that's what I have.
Uh-huh.
If everybody's good at something and I'm good at nothing, then it's the thing I'm good at being good at nothing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I do really believe, though, truly, that everyone has one special talent. I know you. I know, Darren, it's impossible for you to believe anything good is possible. But there are... Everyone has their own thing that they're good at, that they're talented at. That's what I believe. You differ with me on this. That's okay.
Why does that have to be true?
Oh, I don't know. It helps me to...
It sounds good.
It helps me to think that
sounds.
There's some sort of fairness in the universe.
Oh, boy.
And I know that's ridiculous.
They saw you coming.
I know. Paul Oldfield is a man with a very unique talent. He's known as Mr. Methane. I think you know where this is going.
Yes.
Paul discovered when he was a teenager.
We couldn't be prouder.
Discovered when he was a teenager that he can control his flatulence. He has a talent for farting. And that's how this guy makes his living, traveling the world over, showcasing
his
ability.
Hello, kids.
Mr. Methane is here for the worst school assembly of all time.
I'm going to scare you straight.
This guy holds the record for most farts released in 1 minute. He's also known for performing popular songs with his butt. Discovered his superpower when he was a teenager.
That could have really come in handy in middle school.
Oh, wow.
That's the peak fart years.
He discovered the superpower doing yoga exercises with his sister while he was attempting the lotus position. He realized at that moment that he could inhale and exhale using both ends of his body. That would be fun to, like, for snorkeling, you wouldn't need the snorkel. Just put your hinder up in the air when you're swimming and you can, never come up for a breath.
And you could propel yourself like a jet ski.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. He realized then and there he could inhale and exhale through both ends of his body. Excited about his newly discovered talent, that next day, Paul let loose 20 rapid-fire farts in under a minute for a group of friends. That's got to be like in the superhero movies when the superhero brings like his one close friend in on what he's able to do and the friend's just like, what? He wouldn't become Mr. Methane until later on in his life. Originally, his dream was to become a train conductor.
Why can't you do both?
I want to be the whistle.
Gas-powered train.
Thomas, he's the cheeky one. He would entertain his colleagues there on the train with his skills, but eventually decided there must be
but
more.
But not for long. It. it gets old quick.
I don't know that it would.
Yeah.
If you worked with somebody,
yeah,
and they could play music out of their butt,
yeah,
you wouldn't want to hear that at least once a day.
What
like
song would you
want to
hear?
Oh, gosh.
Taps?
Wind Beneath My Wings. He decided that there was more to life than getting up at 3 a.m. to go drive a train, and so he went into show business.
You got to get up at 3 to drive a train?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't you stay on the train for a while?
Mr. Methane started performing in the late 80s, first as an opening act for a local music band. He then traveled to New York and would produce parodies of famous songs, including Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight.
That makes sense.
What he's able to do, according to Dr. Peter Horrell, a renowned bowel specialist, he's able to suck air into the colon through an open sphincter and then close the sphincter before he discharges the air. He is, by manipulating his butt cheeks, he has learned how to alter the tone and pitch of his farts, which allows him to perform his unusual musical repertoire. Here is Mr. Methane appearing on Britain's Got Talent. As you can imagine, the judges were thrilled to have him on the show.
Who's that?
That was a good one.
Music Master! Thank you.
I love
Simon Cowell's not impressed.
No, yeah, but I love how Simon acts like this is beneath him. Come on.
Mr. Methane, we should point out, comes dressed up in a superhero costume.
Yeah, he's got a mask.
He's got a cape. He's got a mask. Eyes. He's got tights.
I would like to hear him do Whistle While You Work.
I'd like to hear him do Lynyrd Skynyrd, That Smell. I wonder if he takes requests.
Uh-huh.
Back in 2018, Mr. Methane got the Guinness World Record for most farts. He wanted to do 50 farts in a minute, but somehow managed to record 86 farts in 1 minute.
I wonder what he eats. Probably just is just constantly got a bag of Brussels sprouts.
I don't think his diet matters because he's able to suck the air in through his butt.
Mm.
I don't think he has to
eat. Yeah, but it wouldn't hurt.
Well, it would hurt though, because instead of noisemakers, he would have.
Here's the thing: when he's performing his act,
yeah,
you don't want to see the big finish.
No, no, I would advise you
against that. It's like being at a Gallagher show.
Yeah, when he says now for the big finale, when you get up and leave your seats.
Big finish,
yeah.
You leave.
Yeah, and. It's like a Gallagher show. I hope they don't give you like a poncho if you're sitting in the front row.
You don't want front row.
No. You don't want... Do they charge more to sit in the back row than they do the front row? Like if this guy were to come to the iWireless Center, upper bowl tickets are more expensive than the floor, I imagine.
Did you ever see Gallagher?
No. Live?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you saw Gallagher
live. No, I didn't, but I was just wondering if you did.
No.
Just, you know, respecting the craft.
Number four.
Four.
Four. Four.
I wanted to revisit the Am I in the Wrong files.
Sure.
I get a real kick out of these, and I hope you do too. I have three stories. People going onto a subreddit and wondering if their behavior makes them the jerk in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Did I do something wrong?
Right.
Was that wrong?
More often than not, whoever is asking the question, am I the jerk, isn't. Because jerks don't care if they're jerks, right?
Typically.
An actual jerk doesn't
Wouldn't care. Recognize that they're a jerk.
Although sometimes you get jerks on this subreddit who want you to tell them they're not jerks, even though they clearly are jerks.
Yeah, there's some of that. Not a lot, but some.
Let's get started with this one. Am I a jerk for calling my brother-in-law lazy in front of everyone?
Well, is he?
Last weekend, I invited my husband's two brothers and their wives to stay over the weekend and have a birthday party for my husband. My husband's youngest brother arrived on Friday night with his wife and stayed in our guest bedroom, while the eldest brother offered to smoke some pork butt overnight and bring it to the party.
Uh-huh.
That poor guy was up all night smoking that thing, and I told him I didn't want him to lose out sleep over it, but he insisted. So it's Saturday.
If you smoke it properly, you don't have to stay there and stay awake. I mean, you don't really have to lose sleep over it.
You're two steps ahead of me here, but let's keep going. So it's Saturday. I get up early, and I'm cooking and baking all day, and my husband, his brother's wives, and his eldest brother are all helping out.
Uh-huh.
Everyone is busting their butts, except the youngest brother.
Okay, so it's not her brother, it's her husband's brother.
Right, brother-in-law. Okay.
Brother-in-law.
Right. So she's got the one brother-in-law who's up all night smoking a pork butt, and then there's this one. He's sitting down in the living room playing video games for hours without a single offer to help.
He's a man-child.
Even the few times I hinted to him that I needed help, he came up with some BS excuse why he wasn't going to be able to help me out.
I'd love to, but...
Fast forward to the party. Everything came out great.
Again, it's just... Okay, but it is a party.
Yes.
Okay, it's not just them. The other people show up, so it's a party.
All the food was good, and everyone was enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the scumbag brother makes a joke about my cooking to everyone at the party.
Oh, he's a scumbag now.
At this point, I had enough. So I told him, quote, you're one to talk. Everyone helped with the cooking to put this party together. Everyone except you lazy, entitled parasite.
Boy, harsh.
Now, I know that wasn't the most diplomatic thing to say,
mm-hmm.
and I shouldn't have embarrassed him in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And my husband got mad at me and said that I was a jerk for calling him out in front of everyone, and then I needed to apologize to his brother. I told him I don't owe him an apology at all. So am I the jerk here? I feel like one now after the fact. I know I should have kept my mouth shut, but I still don't think I ought to apologize to him.
I think she was kind of harsh, don't you think? I mean, the guy, it's like, you're getting ready for a party.
Everyone needs to help. By the way, the
I mean, the verbiage that she used.
Uh-huh.
Parasite? Scumbag?
This brother-in-law of mine never contributes. Not just at family gatherings, but with anything. My husband's family is very close-knit. Actually, everyone is awesome, except for him. And they're always helping each other out. He only asks for help, but never helps anyone. By the way, my brother-in-law said in front of everyone that my food tasted like, his words now, prison food.
Well, okay. if we're playing by prison rules.
Someone said, why don't you put away the video game so then he doesn't have anything to play? And she comments, well, the problem with that is he has his own and he takes it wherever he goes. All he does is play video games. He is a complete deadbeat, and I don't know how his wife puts up with it. By and large, by the way, people on this subreddit tell her that she is a jerk, that she should not have called him out.
It's a bit much.
Mm-hmm. Am I the jerk for canceling my mom's trip to Europe? For my parents' anniversary, I decided to treat them, my siblings, and our own families on a trip across Europe. Now, my mom has a tendency to invite people to events and even vacations that we plan without telling us. As a result, it means that the plans we have for the vacation get thrown off course. She does this all the time, despite us telling her she needs to stop it because it throws off our plans. She also expects us to foot the bill of the guest that she invited. Well, my sister calls me and tells me that our mom invited another family member to the trip to Europe without me knowing. My mom also told them that I would be paying for them to come along also, and that I'll be paying for them the entire time there. The family member accepted the invite and even thanked me through a text message, saying that my mom told them that I insisted that they come. Every time my mom does this, it puts not only me, but my siblings and my dad in awkward situations. Reason being, because we come off like jerks for suddenly revoking invites, or that we don't want the invited guest to come. It frustrates my mom, who says that we're embarrassing her. Obviously, I cannot afford to bring another person on vacation with us. I had to be honest and politely tell the invited guest that my mother was incorrect, mm-hmm. and had actually lied to them. I had not invited additional guests. The invited guest thanked me for telling them and apologized. Within moments, my mom called me, upset that I had once again embarrassed her. I explained to her that we've been through this multiple times, and no matter how many times we tell her, she keeps doing it. I said, this is frustrating for all of us, and I just canceled her plane ticket. She was furious and said that I was being unreasonable. Everyone in our family will now be going on this trip to Europe without her.
Oh, boy.
She said that she'll be here all alone. And I told her, why don't you go stay with the guest that you invited, since you wanted him on the trip so bad. She said she was very hurt and hung up on me.
Payback is hell.
Look, I feel bad, but planning a vacation is stressful enough. So am I the jerk here?
Boy, that's a tough call.
Yeah, I mean, going out of your way to make sure mom doesn't go, but your dad's going?
But dad's okay with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's the only way you're going to learn, Janie.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to say this. If dad's okay with it, I think it's okay.
That's kind of my take too, right?
It's like if your dad's not going to step in and say, whoa, 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 whoa.
Everyone in the family is going except you because you did this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm done telling you this.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll need
to learn your lesson.
Right?
Oh, but I don't think she's going to learn her lesson. I think what you're going to get is she'll be searching for revenge.
Or it's possible your mom will never talk to you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although.
Finally, am I the jerk for forcing my husband to go to work an hour early? My husband has a very hard time in the mornings. He sets a ridiculous amount of alarms.
Jonathan Ketz, are you listening?
And it's a little too close to home for
Why don't we save this one for Jonathan?
He sets a ridiculous amount of alarms and is the root of one of our common petty arguments. Now, I know that this is not Jonathan Ketz's wife because he sets the alarm 5-minute intervals for one whole hour.
Well, that's ridiculous.
So if he's trying to get up at 7:30, his alarm will start at 6:30 and go off every 5 minutes. And he takes a while to hit the snooze button.
That's insane.
It's miserable for me. I got to work at 5 a.m. on some days, and on other days I'm able to shift my schedule to 7:30.
Well, then you wouldn't hear it.
On those days, I look forward to being able to sleep in just a little longer.
Right.
And obviously I can't do that if an obnoxious alarm is going off every 5 minutes. It's so loud that on days I want to sleep in because I don't have to work, his alarm will wake our baby in the other room, which means I have to get up at 7 a.m. on my rare days off. I've begged him to try harder. I've offered compromise. I've asked him to shift his alarm to maybe 30 minutes.
Sleep somewhere else.
So I could get an extra 30 minutes of shut-eye. But he's convinced he just will not wake up if he doesn't have that many alarms.
What?
Some days he'll completely miss waking up and be very late for work. It's because he plays games on his phone at night and can't fall asleep.
Oh, brother.
And then he'll forget to charge his phone. Today I decided I wasn't going to take it any longer. It was my day to sleep until 7:30, but the alarm started at 6:30.
Yeah.
Then again at 6:35, another at 6:40. And at 6:45, I turned on the lights and yelled at him to get up and leave. He was startled, asking why. It's still early.
Why?
I said, if you're going to set alarms that early, you're going to get up and you're going to leave early. I told him this is ridiculous. That everyone needs to suffer because you can't get yourself on a better sleep schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And he started saying, well, I guess I'll just not set my alarms and I'll keep getting late and then I'll get fired. Is that what you want?
Fine.
He stormed off and went to work. Now he's really upset that he's at work an hour earlier than he should be there. So am I the jerk?
Don't go to work. Go get breakfast. No, you're not a jerk. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's a man child.
Your husband's the jerk.
Yeah. Well, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
From someone who understands, like, getting extra sleep on the weekend.
Yes. Yes. Every 5 minutes? So he must be using his phone rather than an alarm clock.
Yeah.
But still, that's obnoxious. Also,
That's not restful.
I don't know what their living situation is here, but you need to just get your own bedroom.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Although if he's got the alarm so loud that the baby's waking up in the next room.
And now you're waking up the baby?
Yeah.
This one I'm sure of.
This is the easiest.
This one I've got to.
But it's not Jonathan Ketz. We can confirm. We're right.
We'll
back.
Ask him if he would do that though.
5 minutes?
5 minute intervals.
What did he tell us? It's an hour, right? He does this where
he's
it's
got
an hour.
Like 11 alarms.
I bet they're all on it. He has multiple alarms all around his room, right?
Yeah.
I saw an alarm clock that goes off. It's designed to go off in a room that you're not sleeping in, and it'll only stop when you type in like a 10-digit code. And the idea is that you're up now.
Once
you have to do all of that.
Yeah,
just hitting snooze is something we've all done where you're still asleep when you
I've never been a snooze guy.
No?
No. Never done it.
Yeah, I have used the snooze.
And I mean, I have an alarm set.
Uh-huh.
The alarm never goes off. Very rarely.
I'm to the point now where I tend to wake up a minute or two before my alarm goes off. Mm. So I turn my alarm off so it never even goes off.
Yes, I do.
Because I share a room with my wife.
That's what I do as well. I dismiss the alarm.
Right. It makes a little beep to say you turn the alarm off, but that's not going to wake anybody up. At least it hasn't. As opposed to having an alarm go off. Now, see, I can't hit snooze I'll hit snooze if I'm by myself.
Yeah.
But with a woman in the bed, you can't be hitting snooze. A grown lady laying next to me.
My God.
I can't. Not to brag, but there's a woman in my bedroom, everybody. What do you think
of
that?
Look at you.
Look who's all grown up.
Guess who can buy beer?
Lady in my bed. Yeah, but you can't hit snooze if you're sharing a bed with somebody. That's not cool.
I can buy liquor if I want to. And cigarettes.
I buy dirty magazines and read the articles. Look at me. So
want to buy a gun? I can.
I can rent a car and every damn thing.
I can stay in a hotel room by myself.
Five.
Number five.
Time for another installment of Now We Got That to Worry About. And by that, I mean bats. Illinois bats. Now we got that to worry about, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the first time since 1954, we have somebody dying of rabies in the state of Illinois. Great.
Now, what can I do to prevent this?
Well, don't get bit by bats, apparently. This guy had a colony of bats in his house?
Okay, that's the first thing. Don't have a colony of bats in your house.
That's not great.
Let's eliminate that.
Illinois man dead. He is the first human to die of rabies in the state of Illinois since 1954.
Congratulations, sir.
Lake County man in his 80s awoke in the middle of August to find a bat on his neck.
You don't want that.
You don't go back to sleep after that. Or like, ever.
I am tired.
The bat was captured.
You wake up and the bat is snuggling with you? Is sleeping on your neck?
The bat was captured and did in fact test positive for rabies.
Sure.
This guy's in his 80s, finds a bat in his neck when he wakes up. They say the bat has rabies. And they say, we need to start post-exposure rabies treatment. And this guy decides, I'm going to do my own research on that.
Oh, sure.
Hang on a second. I don't know about this rabies treatment. I think I will politely decline. That just sounds like a lot of hassle to me. A month later, he started experiencing symptoms of rabies.
Like you do.
Including neck pain, difficulty controlling his arms, finger numbness, and difficulty speaking. He died, and a bat colony was found in his home. I gotta go through his things. Oh, look at this, a bat colony. That's not great.
Well, you've done it. You pulled it off.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirming the diagnosis yesterday. Only 1 to 3 human rabies cases are reported each year in the United States.
Now, when he woke up and he says that there was a bat on his neck.
Yeah.
Was the bat sleeping with him or was it still
suckling?
Still like attached to him? Yeah. Still biting him?
Suckling at his neck teat. Yeah.
But now he's dead.
Very dead. Yes. Rabies has the highest mortality rate of any disease. But there is life-saving treatment if you quickly seek care after you're exposed to an animal with rabies. If you think you may have been exposed to rabies, you should immediately seek medical attention and follow the recommendations of healthcare providers and public health officials. What do they know? They don't know more than me. I'm an 80-year-old man that's got a bat colony in his house. Cases of human rabies in the United States are rare, but rabies exposure, that's actually pretty common. 60,000 Americans get post-exposure vaccination series each year with the rabies.
60,000 of us.
60,000 of us find ourselves in a situation where, yeah, I should probably get the rabies shots. The Lake County Health Department Executive Director Mark Pfister says, quote, sadly, this case underscores the importance of raising public awareness about the risk of rabies exposure in the United States.
Yeah, you don't want that.
In Illinois, bats are your most common species to carry rabies. They say so far this year in Illinois, at least 30 bats have tested positive for rabies.
The dirty little devils.
That's not great.
What do you call them? Rats with wings?
That's what bats are. They're rats with wings. Yes. Rabies usually spread through an animal bite. the other animals most likely to spread rabies.
Yes, give me the list.
You got your dogs.
Okay.
You got your coyotes. You got your foxes, your skunks, and your raccoons.
God, I hope I don't get bit by a coyote.
That wouldn't be great. But if you did, and your doctor suggested you go ahead and get some rabies shots, maybe don't say no to that. Maybe don't turn that down. I don't see what the point of that is. It's just a little tiny bat. I don't see what the problem is. You have to excuse me, I can't control my arm so good.
Hold on a second, I'm going to do my own research. See if there's any traces of bamboo on that coyote.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And that was Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Sure hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for downloading, subscribing, and leaving reviews when and where you can. Darren, thanks for doing this with me.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we should also thank Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
You can order recreational items online from the Galesburg location and order medicinal items online through the Milan location, both through Leafly and both through the website, and that is ntillinois.com.
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
We're